You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We got that Friday heat ready for you here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman in for Max Kellerman. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2, and ESPNU. What's going on, gentlemen? Good Friday to you guys.
What up, baby? What up, Key?
What's happening, man?
What's happening, man?
Checking you out, sketching you real quick.
What do you mean?
With that? Oh, because I'm wearing sketchy. Every time I'm wearing a hat.
I'm sketching him. I got a sketch. I got a sketch about.
And not call me a bank robber.
That, man, you look like you on your way to Connecticut go. Savings. And it ain't even just a hat.
I can see it now. Have you seen this man?
Connecticut Savings.
Jay Williams.
Yeah, I'm sketching him out right now.
I'm look, here to make I'm, a withdrawal.
I'm large sketching
one. Money.
It's that guy right there, the hat, but it's the bib straight. Hey, it's key, it, you just got Lord. That with the hoodie.
Non-aggressive, Key. You know what I mean? They call invite him. Me in.
They're going to call him the note man. Yeah. He doesn't want to do any
when
violence.
Could borrow a cup of brown sugar. You know?
Yeah, he's just
the allowed in.
Jay's the note man. He just hands him a note man. Stand there. The note man. So
let me get this straight.
The note man.
Not even 2 minutes in, we're doing like the male version of Set It Off. That's what we're doing right now?
I wear it knowing that that's where we're going to have the conversation every morning. I wear the hat
with
for
Key,
that
you just never
every,
know.
No, I know.
Oh, you do?
You know, scouting report.
You got the game plan beforehand?
Everything, man.
When he goes to like a box on one, we got to do this. That's
no,
Key.
Jay knew when he woke up this morning and drove in.
Because I didn't shave, man. I don't want nobody to see the hairline.
In that big old black truck, they was like,
Speaking of Intel.
Yeah, he knows it all, yeah.
Man.
He be in it.
Jeez.
He be in it.
Because that's probably what he was in, one of them big old black fancy trucks, big old things.
I was in the truck yesterday on my way back after getting the colonoscopy. And
I don't want to know all that.
Why do you get so sensitive with
it? Hey,
yo, get so sensitive with it.
I'm not sensitive with it. I just don't want to know. I understand what it's for. We all have to at some point take care of our health and get that taken care of.
You ever get one?
I'm not discussing.
You damn near 70. How you even getting a colonoscopy, man? You got to take care of yourself.
Which means he's already had one. He just doesn't want to relive that whole situation ever again.
I don't want to discuss what happens with my medical. I just don't want. That's not for the world to hear. I don't want to envision what you like and don't like, Jay.
Pause. Watch your mouth.
What
you like and don't like. I did like the nap, though.
What's
the
wrong?
Nap
part, I said though. What you like and don't like.
When,
what's wrong
when
with
that? When they knocked me out,
my
doctor came
out.
He was like, yeah, you know, you take your time. I'm like, how much time can I realistically take, though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I stay here for the day and just relax? Because I'm not with my kids right now.
You have to relax.
You pretty much could.
Shut up, Key. You have to relax.
It'll all be over soon.
It was the pre-op stuff. It was you had to take 24 pills in the span of like five.
Yeah.
I'm just happy I don't have to drink like the Merlot, like all that, all that stuff anymore.
I understand.
I have to do all that.
Yeah, thing about relaxing, Freddie.
There we go.
The New York Jets can't relax just yet.
Yeah, look at him trying
he feels
to be
so uncomfortable.
Trying to be transition Key over here.
You wearing a black mock neck today? What you wearing?
I know. What's going
on?
You
got on? Like Bill Mickelson.
What are you talking about?
What is it?
It's just a black sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, we're going to talk
about it. Does it look extra black or something?
You said
there's some
it.
Extra black going on
you
there.
Said
let's
it.
Put it that
I
way.
I did it.
No, this is just a black sweatshirt.
You doing black on black crime right now? What you doing?
God almighty. This
no,
is what I walked
a,
into
it's just
this
a black sweatshirt. It's raining outside.
Okay.
It's a little cool.
Yes, Nunu, you're allowed to laugh.
Yes, you are. It's quite all right. So
now, Nunu gets uncomfortable.
He doesn't get uncomfortable.
He back here sweating, man.
No, he's not. Alan Yates,
you
don't
can
do
say,
that. Don't
you can
do
say
that.
Whatever you want to, Freddie, about him not being comfortable or uncomfortable or comfortable and all that.
All right.
He's uncomfortable.
He's uncomfortable.
Nunu, I got your back. You're not
uncomfortable. They typically get uncomfortable.
Who is they?
Yeah, who are they?
Who is that?
Our producers.
Oh, producers.
Shoot. Alan Yates has never been uncomfortable in his life.
Alan Sharpton Yates.
Yes. That's right. No.
It's been a wild morning.
Well, it's uncomfortable. Alan Yates will get uncomfortable depending on what you're talking about.
Yeah. That, anyway.
Every now and then, I got to check his palate on some stuff.
I need to be informed, Key. We'll talk about it.
I just want to make sure, Nuno, you okay? I know Jalen Brunson got hurt last night. You okay? I know.
Yeah, we canceled the parade.
There was a parade in place.
Well, we won last night. Yeah. Can't believe it.
Well, there's a parade in place for the Knicks having a 9-game winning streak. I don't know what that parade's going to look like whenever Aaron Rodgers is traded to the New York Jets. They may have that already. So we're going to go from RELAX relax to REGERT when it comes to regret here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio. Nuno brought this up when we had our meeting yesterday. Whenever this happens, Jay and Key, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers trading, it's going to be a win, not an if. And he put out the term regret, as in who is going to regret it more. Is it going to be the Jets? Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? Or is it going to be the Green Bay Packers? Key, kick it off.
Well, I look at it and say, you know, how does this deal go down, right? You move him. What's your expectations? Your expectations is to hit pay dirt immediately because of his age, where he's at in his career. Now Jordan Love is essentially pushed into the starting role. What's that situation? Is Jordan Love missing the playoffs in two straight years? Is Jordan Love taking him to the playoffs and losing but looks great and they got to extend him? So it all just depends on where the teams are at in the next couple of seasons. That's how I look at it. And I know that's not the answer that many people would look for. They want me to just be sports talk radio hot take guy and say, oh, it's going to be Green Bay and here's why. But I can't do that. I have to tell you the truth. And the truth is I really don't know, because if, in fact, he is moved to the Jets, I need to see it play out. I need to see exactly what it is, because you say to yourself, is the Kansas City Chiefs regret signing Joe Montana, and does the 49ers regret moving on to Steve Young? Well, here's the way it works. Kansas City should be extremely happy because he took them to the AFC Championship game at 1,000 years old and had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And the 49ers should be extremely happy because
with that microphone through to you.
Steve Young wind up winning a Super Bowl. My hand hit it.
I don't
it
like you slapping around the mic.
Your hand beat it more than hitting it.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying. I'm very. Yeah. Hand-eye coordination. I was able to still talk to
you.
You
look right into the camera and grab it. Bam. Boom.
He did. Yeah, that's it.
He did.
Like a little Stevie Wonder with the mic that fell down. He just bam. You know, it's like, wait a minute.
How did he do that, by the way?
Don't start that.
Fail. He's like, bam.
Don't start that urban legend all over again, please.
It's not an urban legend. It's on camera.
No, people took that to say, well, see, Stevie Wonder can see. That's what I'm talking about, urban legend.
He can see it. He can see it all.
But wait, you see, I didn't mean to derail the conversation by Aaron Rodgers. I've never told you this story about Stevie.
Go ahead.
So Stevie Wonder obviously has a driver, and he drives.
I certainly hope so.
Yes.
but allegedly, from what I was told by a car broker that I know, and you know, famously deals with cars with a lot of different people. He would take several cars to the empty parking structure, a parking lot back then it was like a drive-in that was empty, and it would be several cars, and Stevie Wonder would get in, touch it, and he would actually get behind the wheel and feel and drive the cars in the parking lot to get a feel for what it was that he wanted to ride in. Now, if he was doing that and driving it, I'm sure
Stevie Wonder had ways to feel a lot of different things to tell you if it was a Porsche, a Lambo, what it was. You know what I mean?
I don't put that past him. Yeah,
maybe. I know.
Other senses are heightened.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it was just it. But he actually used to get behind the wheel in the parking lot though, and do a few laps around it.
Wait, best part of the story is when you say, yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Stevie Wonder has a driver, and Freddie goes, I would certainly hope so.
Because can you imagine you get in a car in the passenger side, you look over to your left like Nuno and I were talking about, and there's Stevie Wonder behind the wheel.
Hey, man.
Aaron Rodgers.
How you doing?
Aaron Rodgers behind the wheel. I'm with you. I'm down the middle here because it's – obviously, grooming a quarterback for the Jets hasn't really panned out over the last several tries. But bringing him into a team probably gives him the best odds to win it all. But I do get worried about the young core. And let me just focus on the Jets for a second, Key, because you know this, man. Like, who your vet is matters, right? And the state of mind that your vet is in matters when you come to a young team with guys like Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson,
right,
a young core that is looking to that vet by saying, okay, like, what are our habits? Like, what does our culture look like? So I know what Aaron Rodgers can do on the field, and even though last year having a down year, I get that his O-line was depleted. I get that the defense had issues. Mm-hmm. I still think Aaron Rodgers is one of the elite quarterbacks. My concern is, though, like, risk-reward, is that the reward is win it all, but at the risk of what happens to the culture of your franchise with a young team if you're the Jets. That's what I worry about.
Yeah, I hear you. When you look at the culture of a young team, first of all, these individuals that are young are different, right? And here's what I mean by different. They've got playing experience, although some of it is 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. They've still been in the fire. It's not like the young core that he had in Green Bay that wasn't in the fire, in and out of lineup, hurt, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
These guys had a full season. Some of them had 2-3 seasons. On top of that, when you are a veteran player with all of the stuff that Aaron Rodgers comes with, not off the camera but on the field and in the locker room, you know who's who and who's going to take what. Like, you can't approach Garrett Wilson the same way you might be able to approach Christian Watson, because Garrett Wilson might decide to reach over there and put his hands on you. So Aaron Rodgers understands that. He ain't stupid.
Okay.
He understands a guy like Sauce Gardner on the defensive side of the ball is Sauce. He popping right now. You're not just going to be able to roll in there and dictate your authority on certain guys is what I'm saying. It doesn't – you got to know the room. And I think Aaron Rodgers is smart enough to know, I just got to play quarterback. I think he's smart enough to know that.
But okay. I hear you. But the only, you know, Key, you know how this stuff works, so sometimes. Like, you got some strong personalities in that room. And it's not like Aaron Rodgers was, you know, raised by the culture of New York. He's a rental, man.
Right.
He's a hired gun. He's a
mercenary. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that's, like, my point.
I get worried about Aaron Rodgers fitting in. Aaron Rodgers has always fit out.
But that's my point, though, Jay. He knows that.
Yeah.
He knows that he just has to go and play quarterback.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do all the, we gotta keep talking about this,
though, because I feel like all the extra stuff, though, if you're a younger player, then you gotta start answering questions about that. Like,
and they'll have to,
man,
in New York.
It creates a lot.
To. Yeah.
And they're gonna have to answer the questions about that immediately, though.
That is very true. Who's gonna regret this trade more? Let us know at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. When Aaron Rodgers is traded to the New York Jets by the Green Bay Packers, who's gonna regret it more? Is it gonna be Aaron Rodgers, the New York Jets, or the Green Bay Packers? 888-729-3776. He's Jay Williams. He's Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman, and Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. And when it comes to one title in 15 years, who's saying that's a failure or a disappointment when it comes to Aaron Rodgers?
Mm.
It ain't us, but somebody put it out there. That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Listen to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm yours. Are you?
I knew it.
Are you?
Woo! I knew it.
Make sure you sign that prenup.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, boy. Jeez. It's
what?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman today on ESPN Radio.
the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and also ESPN2 and ESPNU. We're going to use the term one title in 15 years as a quarterback in Green Bay. Is that a failure or a disappointment when it comes to Aaron Rodgers about to be a New York Jet probably sooner than later? But regret, who's going to regret this trade more when it comes to the Jets, Packers, or Aaron Rodgers at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Elle in Los Angeles, what do you got to say about that?
Hello?
Hello, Elle.
Hey, Elle. How you doing, Elle?
We got you.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
What's up? I have something to say about what you guys were talking about regarding Stevie Wonder.
Oh, boy.
This is like, here we go. I am not lying. It was on La Cienega. It was a restaurant called Penny Feathers. It was open 24/7, right?
Yeah, Penny Feathers.
My friend and I.
French toast.
Yeah. Yes, you know. Okay, he was with his driver. We were on the outside part. And we were, like, marveling. Oh, my God. Look, Stevie Wonder. Oh, Stevie Wonder. Okay, Stevie Wonder went to the car with his driver. His driver drove out of the parking lot, but right in front of Benny Feathers. They did, like, the Chinese thing. They switched. Stevie just scooted over, though. To drive.
Scooted over.
He drove from where. And that's at, what, Melrose Place? He drove from Melrose Place on La Cienega to Melrose. I'm not lying.
What? Yes, what the hell? Don't do this.
This is happening.
We're going to hell.
I'm serious.
We're going to hell, man. We shouldn't be doing this.
No. It all fits.
It's the truth. God said the truth will set you free.
See, this is why urban legends can't be truths. This is why.
What did we just do? We just opened up something.
It just happens. People have told me when I wear shades, I look like Stevie when I sway my head side to side. So, I mean, it just all fits.
No, when you wear shades, it looks like that's your 10th heist.
You try to label a black man as a bank robber. How dare you, Keyshawn?
See, there you go.
We're just moving on. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin,
Keyshawn, sir.
We're just moving
Everything's
on.
Color. Don't you know that?
We're just moving on. Dennis in Phoenix, who will regret a trade more when Packers trade Aaron Rodgers to the Jets? Will be the Packers, the Jets, Aaron Rodgers. Dennis in Phoenix, what you got?
Hey, what's up, Jay?
What's good, baby?
Oh, hey, Key.
Nope. That's how I'm feeling every day.
Shade.
I don't care. He's living in Phoenix. It don't matter to me.
Hey, I'm a Dolphins fan from way back. I think the Jets are going to regret this the most because I've seen a team try to sign big stars every 2 years, mess up their cap situation, and they never progress. And the Jets are building from within. I think they're going to regret this because it's going to be very expensive and they're not going to get to the promised land. I don't think that the Jets are with the Bucks from 3 years ago, and they're going to bring in the savior, going to win the whole thing. That's just what I think.
Right. Dennis lives in Phoenix, can't support the Cardinals because they're no good. So he decides that he's going to do the. Never mind.
Wait, don't start swinging.
Maybe he was born
Dennis.
In Miami.
Yeah, I'm going to swing at him because he swung at me.
No, he just said,
"Hey,
K."
It was a double.
Yeah, then he hit me with the, "I'm a Dolphins fan," like I really care.
He was just explaining himself. It wasn't about you caring and not caring. He was explaining himself.
Well, the problem is Jay has these Dolphin fans all riled up.
You're the one. You do it to yourself.
He has them riled up, Freddie, from last season because
Tyreek Hill has tweeted you personally.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Because
did
of
he?
What you talk. Because of your slight.
I actually thought it was somebody different. I thought it was somebody way
don't
different.
Don't pull a Draymond honest. Green talking about Dylan Brooks. We don't want to go down this road, okay?
No, we're not.
Don't go that hard now.
No. I just thought it was somebody different. That's all.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill is a good player, man. Tyreek Hill is potentially a future Hall of Famer if he continues on the trajectory that he's on.
But let me ask you guys a question, though, Key. And I get the look on paper, right? Aaron Rodgers and that Jets defense and what they have as options offensively.
Mm-hmm.
But like, the AFC is loaded. Like, is this just a shoe-in all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers comes to the Jets and they're going to the Super Bowl?
No one says that. But what I want you to stop doing is I want you to stop falling into the trap of the AFC is loaded, all these quarterbacks in it. Doesn't mean anything, man, till you play the game. Every single year – these quarterbacks, man, this division, oh, my God, the AFC West is just going to be crazy. Well, the AFC West was a dud. It was a dud, right?
Uh-huh.
So one coach was on the hot seat. One coach got fired in the AFC West. The top team in the AFC West went on to win the Super Bowl. one of the quarterbacks on AFC West got shipped out. Think about at the start of the season last year, the AFC West, this is the best group of quarterbacks we've ever seen in the history of the NFL. No, 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 no. Just let it play out.
No, I
get it. I get it. You got Joe Burrow, who went to a Super Bowl, who was in the AFC Championship game. You got Josh, out of the beginning of the season, going to break every record and win 9 MVPs in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. You got Deshaun Watson, $279 billion. You got Justin Herbert, my hair is long and I'm really tall. You got Lamar Jackson, I'm just ridiculous running the football. Trevor Lawrence, I'm the chosen one. I'm going to be able to just do what people say. Like, when you start to look at all of that, in the end results, what happened? What happened to those guys? You know, and one guy at the top of the heat came out with the Super Bowl, and that was Patrick Mahomes. We can build the conference up all we want.
Right.
But at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is still a you-know-what. You know.
Yeah, and that's why.
And it starts with an S.
Yeah. And that's why I never look at a guy when they
a
use
son
the
of
only,
a.
Easy now. That's why I never look at a guy that only, when people say only has won one championship, and they try to use failure, disappointment next to it because of all the things that, Jay, that you said and all the things, Key, that you said. It is hard to win playoff games, much less win a championship. So when people use that, oh, Brett Favre only won one, or Aaron Rodgers only won one, you can miss me with that because people don't have any idea what it takes to win one playoff game, not to mention
zero
stacking
idea.
One, two, three, mm-hmm. and then the Super Bowl, you have to go win four games.
Think about it. Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl and never sniffed it again.
Yep.
Yep. 1984.
Never went to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, and Jay, you know this. Winning in college basketball, it's hard to stack games together to win a national championship.
I mean, look.
No matter how much money you're paying the players.
That's right. NIL before NIL. Shocking. I get that we live in this world as fans sometimes where fans want to see guys win multiple championships because we talk about the greatness of players. I just go back to, look, Aaron Rodgers has won one. Is his record the best when he gets to an NFC championship game? No, but he's still a champion at the end of the day.
Absolutely, 100%.
Not a lot of people can walk around and say, yeah, I'm a champion, especially at a leading position.
You know how many Hall of Famers don't have championships that would trade that?
Charles Barkley talks about it all the time.
Dan Fouts.
All day long, man, you want to win a championship, and you want to win a championship and be an important part of winning that championship. Remember what I was talking about yesterday as I was cleaning out the storage bin and everything and going through all the archives and
you
looking at all the different
sending
stuff.
All the pictures of your own memorabilia to our text chain?
It was like a tag.
Yeah, but I was getting rid of the stuff, Jay. Relax.
There's like 30 pictures of you.
It was like a tag sale text chain.
Because I had to
why you have to send every piece of memorabilia that you have
it
on
wasn't
the text
every,
chain?
It wasn't every piece. It
felt
was just
like
a
every
few
piece.
Pieces.
I woke up from my colonoscopy and I have 50 text messages from you and they're all pictures of your ass.
Literally.
Like your skinny mustache. Here's me with Brock Obama. Here's me with Oprah. Here's me on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Here's me catching the ball on my butt.
It's not often Meshon glorifies his professional career. So when I get the opportunity to glorify my professional career, during the break at the top of the show,
you know,
Jay, when I look at that stuff, I didn't realize how good I was.
Yeah.
So I had to look at that, you know, and I was looking at the Super Bowl stuff, and then in my mind, without even knowing this topic of conversation that we were going to have prior to our meeting yesterday, I was just looking at the list of players that came out in my draft class that didn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right about that,
didn't
though.
Even sniff it.
Right.
And I had the opportunity to play in championship games, play in playoff games. Like, it just – so, you know, can I get a day to
No, you
reflect?
Got it. No,
that's all?
Yes.
I didn't even – look, Jay. I didn't even show you all the trophies.
That's the
trophies from
see.
Back in 1989 when they were like plastic and they're turning. You done had them so long they're turning. They're not even right, upright.
Yeah. I think that's a great question to ask our callers today.
Yeah.
Have you? I got all my trophies.
So do I.
I got a ton of stuff. Yeah. I don't know if I have all because I gave some stuff away. I traded a trophy with a friend who gave me a trophy, and we traded trophies.
Trading trophies?
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'll explain it to you during the break.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. Can't wait to hear that here. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman today on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU. Did Aaron Rodgers tell us he was going to be a New York Jet back in 2022? First, Jay has this from Granger.
For the ones who get it done.
Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions, like our show, KJM. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe and your people even safer. So call, click, Grainger.com. Just stop on by.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Uh-oh. There we go. Get it, Shabba.
Let's let this play for a second. Yeah, let's let this play for a second. Turn me up, Yates.
Woo!
Oh, boy. Hot and sweaty back to this back in the day, boy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Key?
Hold me up, Jay. Hold me up,
Yates.
Jeez. Everybody is feeling some kind of saucy way today here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and
Man,
Max.
Man, this is hot and sweaty.
Presented by Progressive Insurance at 1993 when that came out by Shabba Ranks. He is Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, and for Max Kellerman. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, ESPNU, and ESPN2.
Hold me up.
Holds him down. No thanks to Alan Yates on the ones and twos. Let's do a little read and react about the news of the day. We got Nuno, our man on the ones and twos, is going to do that. He's going to throw stuff at us, and we're going to read and react from the past and bring that into the present. So, Nuno, take it away, brother.
All right, so back in October, in one of those rare interviews that Aaron Rodgers does with Pat McAfee, listen to the sound. Did he predict his future?
The difference between winning and losing is so minutely thin. A team like the Jets, who, you know, have always been the Jets or whatever, that's kind of the moniker around them. That's not the same old Jets. You know, this is a good football team. They're very well coached. They got good players. They're 4-2 for a reason. Now, who knows what they're going to finish, but they're playing well.
Wasn't he talking about Zach Wilson there?
Yeah.
Yes, like, he was talking about Zach Wilson and some of the struggles with Zach Wilson. So, like, I don't know if I take that as a sign, Key, that this is where he prognosticated way back in the day that he's going to the Jets. I think one of the things I do know is, like, the same way LeBron James talking about Bronny the other night watching League Pass, is that as an athlete, like, yo, you watch all the games. Like, you're very in tune with what organizations are doing. Like, you don't think other quarterbacks are following what the Baltimore Ravens are doing about Lamar Jackson? You don't think people paid attention to what was going on with Deshaun Watson or Joe Burrow? Like, if you're a student of the game, which all of us athletes are, you're familiar with a lot of different situations. So I think, to me, that was more of him talking about the Zach Wilson situation individually, more so than let me tell you where I'm going without telling you where I'm going.
Well, they were going to play the Jets, and it was probably about Zach Wilson and turnaround, because the only reason why Aaron Rodgers is even linked to the Jets at this level is because of Nathaniel Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett was coaching the Denver Broncos at this time.
Yeah.
So they didn't foresee Nathaniel Hackett being fired and shipped off, and now he coaches the New York Jets. So that's my reaction to that read.
Okay.
Nathaniel Hackett's 0-1 with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, put it this way. As long as Nathaniel Hackett is not a head coach, I think everybody can rejoice in that because that did not end well the 1 year he was with the Denver Broncos. Draymond versus Brooks, meaning Draymond Green versus Dylan Brooks. Now, these two have had a serious back and forth the last couple of days that has become public knowledge. They met last night. The Grizzlies beat the Golden State Warriors 131-110. Here's the message from Dylan Brooks to Draymond Green, clapping back at Dylan Brooks not being the dude that Dylan thinks he is.
What was the message that you had to Draymond?
That's what I do. I talk. And, you know, I told him, I told him that, you know, keep that mic. He's better at the mic than pooping. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing this podcast, keep blogging, keep doing this thing off the court. You know, it's cute. It's fun for him.
He called him a blogger.
I know.
That's so low.
Savage.
That's so messed up.
Yeah, but I can't call a blogger. I mean, I can't call a guy a blogger. With four chimps. Blogger with four chips, two gold medals, NBA defensive play. It's like, it's just, I can't even, like, I, yeah. I
mean, yep.
I just mean, can't
what
even.
You, what you
like,
said.
You say what,
Freddie? What you said, Key, exactly. I'm not going to call like a guy a blogger.
I'm going to call a dude a blogger. I get it. Jay, it's tongue in cheek. It's back and forward. That's good for the game. Well, I got it. But at some point, if you Dylan Brooks, you got to realize you're not going to win that battle, man. I don't care what you think. Until you have accomplished what that man has accomplished, you're not going to win that. You're just not. You might as well just take that L.
I mean, they gave the L last night to the Warriors.
Yeah, but that's still okay. So
game.
You
it was one game.
So you beat me in a regular season. Yay!
I mean, look, Dylan Brooks is always going to pop off, right? And Draymond is too. Draymond's resume, you know, dwarfs that of Dylan Brooks. They haven't even been to a Western Conference Finals yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, my thing is, this is what the Memphis Grizzlies do. This is who they are. The problem is all this Ja Morant stuff that we've been talking about, Keith, for the last couple of weeks. You know, if it's deeper than, you know, what people know about right now, which is what I'm hearing on the inside track of things, like he may not be around for a while. So Dylan might want to just focus on the game itself instead of these championships. Because if Ja Morant is around, there ain't no way. And if these two teams meet in the playoffs – even with Golden State not playing their best basketball, with no Ja Morant, I'm taking Golden State easily. Not even a question.
A little read and react here in Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio and ESPN2 reacting to current events that were in the past and bringing them to the present. Nuno, it's your turn once again.
All right, so we're going to skip ahead. Fred VanVleet on Wednesday ended up just ripping the ref. So listen to what he says, but then after this, have either one of you, I know none of you are outspoken, we're never outspoken as athletes and things of that nature, but have you ever wanted to do this or done this?
I feel like you're talking to me.
I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought Ben Taylor was terrible tonight. On most nights, a couple of the, you know, out of the three, there's one or two that just the game up. Tonight, you're competing pretty hard. The third quarter, I get a tech, changes the whole dynamic of the game, changes the whole flow of the game. You know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. They communicate well. And then you got the other ones who just want to be and just kind of the game up. Nobody's coming to see that. They come to see the players. I think we're losing a little bit of the fabric of what the NBA is and was, and it's been disappointing this season. You can look up, most of my texts this year have been with Ben Taylor officiating. So at a certain point as a player, you feel it's personal.
Yo, I commend him for speaking out. I think more athletes, especially for a guy like Fred who doesn't say a lot all the time, so when he does speak, you're like, damn, you're saying it like that? And by the way, like, you know me, I'm nerdy in this too, Key. Like, you watch a lot of games. There are so many texts. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, what are we – if you actually saw what Fred got a tech for, you'd be like, what the – what was that?
Like Scott Foster the other night with his teammate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's like there's one where Jason Tatum got a tech just for he was more pissed off at himself. And he slapped his hands and the ref he's like, what do you mean? Like you get a tech, Jordan Poole got a tech for passing the ball back to the ref. Like it's so many of these relationships are personal where it just feels like, oh, now you're doing it just to make yourself known or make a point when you don't even need to make a point where it messes up the entire flow of the game.
Yeah, I never really had to take a referee publicly to the task at a press conference or anything like that. I just would chew their ears off, you know, during the game or walking back into the tunnel at halftime or coming out the tunnel at halftime. That would be really the only – or a pregame when I see them out there, I might slide up underneath them and whisper something in their ears and let them know how I felt about the last time.
Yeah, slide it to his DMs.
No, it wasn't DMing back then. But, you know, just slide up underneath him and whisper something to him. Let him know. Say, man, you know you blanked up that call the last time. Don't you dare do that again. Because if you do that again, I'm going to, you know, blankety-blankety, boom, 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 and walk away. Just little stuff like that. It's interesting because I had the respect, I guess, of certain referees. For the most part, I think, you know, when you give a percentage, I don't want to give a percentage because sometimes we give percentages and ain't the right ones. But, you know, I would say a high percentage of the referees in the league I had respect for. They had respect for me. So I didn't really need to go all on them like that.
I went hard. I got a fine one time, $10,000 less than what Fred got.
Okay. Because he got $30,000.
Yeah, but just for going, because a guy just didn't give me no calls. Like,
that
ever.
Was light?
Like, ever.
They should have hit you heavy. They hit you light.
That was heavy. It's still heavy.
They should have got you for about 60.
Man, look at
you. You ain't never get fined, Key?
Yeah, I got fined a lot.
For going back at the refs?
No, not with the referees. I got fined for uniform violations, throwing the football in the stands. And see, it's so funny. I throw a football in the stands. They call it inciting a riot.
What?
I threw a football in the stands. They said I could incite a riot, which is true. You throw the football, people – you know, they fighting to get it. You can hurt somebody. People trying to fight to get the ball. So what I stopped doing is stopped throwing it in the stands. The first offense was 25. The second was 5. I think the third had jumped from 5 to 15.
Okay.
And I did it.
2,500?
Yeah, one was 2,500 the first time. No. But wait, hold on, man.
It's like they get you with these.
You count mine.
It starts accumulating.
And then it started accumulating. Yeah, so if you hit, if you, check this out, though. If you hit with the 2,500.
Yeah.
And you hit with the 5 in the same game.
It keeps going.
Okay, so that's 5 on the throw in the stadium. Then they hit you for the 7,500 on the uniform violation.
Oh, boy.
Add that up in one game. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, did that stop you from throwing the ball into the stands anymore?
It stopped me from throwing the ball in the stands. And then I started walking over to the stands.
Right, and handing,
and handing the ball into the stands of people. So and slick. Then, you know, I hate to take the credit for it, but then after that, everybody in the league started doing that. Okay. I'm just taking the credit because I never really take credit for things that I start, but I'm gonna take the credit for that.
Okay. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. You got Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman today on
really
ESPN Radio.
Praise myself, Jay.
No, you
but
don't.
When I do.
He does. ESPN 2, ESPNU, Sirius XM Channel 80. Kevin Durant being hurt again led someone to wonder, what did Chris Paul do to have the basketball gods upset at him? That's next.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Do man.
The keys to my it is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, ESPN2, and ESPNU. Don't forget about the ACC semifinals. Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. You got Duke on one side about to take on those
Canes
of Miami.
Ooh, you got a tough one.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. North Carolina State and Virginia, the two ACC semifinals tonight, 6:30 Eastern time. Coverage begins on ESPN Radio. So who put it out there? Kevin Durant getting hurt in pregame warm-ups a couple of nights ago. By the way, real quick, guys, I'm surprised he didn't break his ankle.
Yo, that looked really bad, Freddie. It looked really bad.
Hey, Jay, do you think it was a wet spot right there, like a little sweat drop?
So, okay, I literally had this happen to me. So when I was trying to come back from my from all my surgeries in my left leg, I was I had a chance to go overseas. I got cut by the Nets. Mm-hmm. I went down to the G League. I tore my hamstring off my bone. Oof. I had to go back to Duke to do more recovery because I got a crib down there. And like 5 months later, I was working out by myself, literally was going in, doing full court layup drills, was going in for a left-handed layup where you jump off your right leg, literally slipped on a wet spot, dislocated my right ankle, just like that, popped. Like, it was one of those random things, but it was always on one of those slick spots. So automatically, to me, like, and also, I mean, whether you say or not, the low tops, twisting even to get your ankles turned, like, wet spots, man, that stuff happens. It's accidents.
It looked like, to me, right there, it looked like it could have been a wet spot. I just watching how the ankle, how the foot hit the ground as he went off of it, it just looked like right there was a slippage, and then that's when it rolled. You know, like if you take a look at it, like right, see how it kind of slid? I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe it was a wet spot they just didn't see, versus he's got a bigger shoe, therefore there's spacing there, it's not tight. I'm like, no, I think it was a wet spot. But, you know,
I'll tell you what
I'm looking at
said
it from
to me
afar.
Too. Okay, I'll tell you what the doctor said to me, too. He's like, you're lucky when you went that your knee didn't give out. Because that puts a lot of stress on your LCL on the outside of your leg, right? So, like, when you – because you literally see KD about the lift. He's jumping off that left leg. Right. So, all your body weight is on that. It's not like
have you ever missed step while going to the cup for a layup,
stepped on somebody's foot, or
no, just
or
a misstep,
a false step,
a false step, so to speak.
What do you mean? What's a false step?
You know, sometimes you like steps like a short step that somebody like cut in front of you, or you're trying to do something and you take like a false step that way. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I never rolled my ankle that way.
Okay. Wow. Man.
Non-athletic.
Anyway. But I'm just leaving that alone.
Super.
We talked about this yesterday, Jay, when you were out. It seems like if you're the Denver Nuggets, so many things are happening where the basketball guys may be conspiring for you and conspiring against Chris Paul. I'm a big believer in karma, but this is not karma to me. But it seems that every time you look around, somebody's having some kind of issue, and the Denver Nuggets seem to be the only team in the Western Conference that's been devoid of that so far.
I'm going to say this, and I really need everybody who's listening to our show, KJM, to hear me on this, Key. The media does not want the Denver Nuggets to win. Like, that's the reality of it, okay? They don't find anything sexy about Jokic. You're going to hear everybody discouraging, whether you believe it or not, that he's going to win his third MVP.
He is.
Like, well, what happened to him in the bubble and this team and Jamal Murray? You know, this team is loaded. They're the best team in the Western Conference. They're probably the best team in the NBA. Aaron Gordon has had the best year of his career. Jamal Murray is playing well. You got Nikola Jokic is going to win his third MVP. Michael Porter is averaging like 18, 19. He's finally healthy. They got a great additional pieces. You get Thomas Bryant that gives you depth. Bruce Brown from the Brooklyn Nets, he gives you a piece. They have all the pieces and they have the depth. Reggie Jackson is on the Denver Nuggets, by the way.
Nice pickup.
Like, nobody even talks about that. On the Denver Nuggets, they are top to bottom the best team, but it's not the same sexiness. So you're not going to hear the media talk about it. We'll talk about the Lakers and what's going on with LeBron James and AD. Like, we'll talk about what's going on with Golden State and can they get it back and Steph Curry. You know, do they lose it? We'll talk about what's going on with Ja Morant, but everybody else is falling down but the Denver Nuggets.
We should talk about the Lakers and Golden State.
I'm not saying
that.
Yeah, I get you.
But in what you were saying, Freddie, about the basketball gods is doing this to Chris Paul. Doing what? It's 2 to 3 weeks, man. The playoffs ain't starting. They can lose however many games over the next several weeks still be fine.
The season's going to be over in 3 weeks.
I'm about
to
say,
what I'm saying. They'll still be fine, though. If he comes back, when he comes back, they'll still be fine. In the first round, they'll be fine.
I think so in the first round. But this is why I disagree with you, O'Keefe, because this team's barely played together, man.
Exactly. I get all of that. I understand they haven't played together and they need to do this and do that. Kevin Durant was Kevin Durant the 4 or 5 games that he played. The 4 or 5 games he's been in Phoenix, he's still been Kevin Durant.
And
I'm betting that they can get their stuff together throughout the playoffs
and win it.
I'm betting that. That's just me.
I'll bet against that.
Okay.
Just because this team has no defense, and they still lack depth.
I get it. I get what you're saying. They lack depth, the defense. We talked about that early. But when I bet you, I don't want die pack money.
All right, so this is our official bet today, yes. March 10th, yep. Right? Yep.
Didn't hear me. I don't want die-packed money. I don't want money with die in it.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.